Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Daniel. So the topic today is about rejection. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about our experiences in this area, but it's not all going to be very sad.
Hopefully not.
No, I hope nobody's going to be
crying. We might get emotional.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah. But we're also going to talk about, you know, how do you get over rejection?
Yeah, because the video for today is about dealing with rejections. And it's not just about rejections. It's about how to deal with it. Right.
Yeah, I mean, this video was very helpful for me. Right. It really was good advice, I think. So hopefully it'll be helpful to you guys, too.
Yeah, we do hope that.
Yeah. So, Christy, do you have any examples of rejection in your life you'd like to share?
Of course, everyone has been rejected. And I think the most obvious and the most self-evident example of a rejection is a breakup. And a funny thing, I don't know if I've mentioned this before to you guys or to Daniel, but I actually picked up jogging for a very, very interesting reason.
Oh, I didn't know that. Are you trying to lose weight?
No. Or... you never say things like that to a girl, duh.
I'm sorry.
I was actually going through a breakup then.
Oh, no. I can't believe someone would do that, Christy.
Well, yeah, surprisingly, some guys still do.
I can't believe it. How dare they? That's terrible.
I know.
Yeah, so the last time I went through a breakup, I was very sad, and I just listened to Coldplay.
Breakups are always hard.
Non-stop, the same song over and over again.
What song is it?
It was Yellow.
Oh my God.
You know that song?
Look at the stars.
Look how they shine for you.
Oh, don't cry.
Christy, stop it. I'm feeling emotional again. I don't think the audience wants to hear me cry.
Or do you guys actually want to hear Daniel cry? All right, just kidding. Well, at first, it was no doubt painful for me. I mean, breakups, no matter what, it's just a really hard thing to go through. And of course, I cried a lot, and I listened to the script nonstop. For example, because when heart breaks, no, it don't break even, right? And there was this one day when I sat on my bed, and probably with a lot of tissues, I'd say, and I said to myself that I needed to stop. I needed to just go out there and do something and to take my mind off things.
Yeah, I felt the same. I was in my room and with the lights turned off and the curtains closed. And I decided, enough with this. I unlocked my doors.
Right.
My parents were like, wow, Daniel, you're alive.
Right.
Nice to see you again. And then I went outside with my friends to see a football game, soccer. Luckily, we won the game, which really helped. I'm thinking if we lost, I could still be in my room now.
Yeah, that could be even worse, and I won't be seeing you or talking to you right now.
Still listening to Coldplay, same song again.
No! Okay, so basically, when I broke up, that's when I picked up the habit of jogging. That was actually like 3-4 years ago. 4 years ago, surprisingly. I'm old. Well, at first, it was just to vent the emotions and the tears that I had. But when I started to fall in love with jogging and finding that actual balance between my breath, the music, and my footsteps, I mean, I'm actually really thankful for the guy who dumped me.
Yeah, I realized how important friends are. When I was in this relationship, this was about more than 10 years ago, so I'm old, not you, Christine.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, so because it was my first relationship, I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
I thought this girl was the only person in the universe.
And you're head over heels in love with that girl,
I was.
Probably.
So I stopped talking to my friends and hanging out with them.
Right.
But then I realized that's not right, because your friends are so important.
Yep.
Friends are for life.
Yeah, friends are forever. They will be there no matter what, and no matter who you break up with or who you get together with, they're always there for you, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah, so that's very true. Anyways, for today, we've chosen the most popular video on VoiceTube of the month. and it's called Dealing with Rejections. So, Daniel, should we summarize some points in the videos for them?
Yeah, well, I really loved this video. It was very interesting, and I think it was very useful.
It's inspiring in some ways.
It inspired me when I was watching it. Right. So the first point, it was beef up your self-esteem.
Right.
So I think when you go something, you go through something like a breakup or something very sad, you blame yourself. You think, what did I do wrong? And you feel worthless.
And you feel like maybe I'm not good enough.
Yeah. So you need to think about your accomplishments in life, because everybody has accomplishments, and you sometimes you forget that. So the video is talking about writing them down, thinking about why are you such a great person.
Yeah,
and then that really helps.
We shouldn't just look at the things or the times that we fail. That's not helping, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So the second point in the video, they talked about treat your injuries. So it's about eating healthy, exercise, and have a good night's sleep will help. See, I feel like if your choice was to treat yourself badly and beat yourself up when you're already depressed, that's like punishing yourself when you're feeling so shitty. So that shouldn't happen. And I think the point here is to learn to love yourself first. You have to learn how to treat yourself better, and then everything else will fall into place, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I think that's very true. And also, like I said, the third point before was friends.
Right.
So friends, close friends are the best, I think.
Yeah,
because they've known you for so long. They've known you through the bad times and the good times. They know what makes you happy. They will never judge you. And they'll always think of ways to make you see that life is good, that life is worth living, and they'll find ways to make you laugh again.
Or maybe find a new boy or girl to make you date again, perhaps?
Yeah, they try to make you laugh and have fun and meet new people, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, true friends will just tell you the truth, and they will never lie to you to make you feel better, because they have an objective point of view.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
So should we take a look at today's sentence finally?
Yes, we should.
Okay, so the goal here is not to define yourself by one upsetting event, but learn to define yourself by your accomplishment, your life experience. Do you want to go through that again?
I will. So the goal here is to not define yourself by one upsetting event, but learn to define yourself by your accomplishments, your life experience.
So what do you think this sentence is trying to tell us, and what is it trying to convey?
I think the main thing it's trying to convey is just learning from mistakes. Everybody is going to make some mistakes in life. Nobody is perfect.
No.
So something good will always come out of failures and rejections in life.
That will be the lesson learned, right?
Yeah. It's not about how you fall, but it's just about how you get back up. And I also feel life is a roller coaster, just gotta ride it.
Okay, that sounds really familiar, but it doesn't ring a bell.
That is Ronan Keating from a boy band called Boyzone.
Oh, right. Okay, no wonder.
He's a great philosopher, I think. He has so many good, great things to say.
Like, when you say nothing at all.
Oh, that's another good one, yeah.
Well, anyways, inevitably, there are going to be ups and downs in life. And I think you can't define yourself by the events that happened to you in the past, because then you're being confined by what you've done and what's in the past already. And we are therefore vulnerable to forgetting that we still hold the control of our own destiny. So I think nobody ever knows what's going to happen in the future. And you have to remember that you control your own future, right?
Yeah, you can't be just sad forever.
Yeah.
You need to get out there into the world again. It's very difficult, but you need to work out your own way of dealing with, you know,
rejections.
All the rejections you have and any problem.
All the failures, all the difficulties in life.
Yeah, very true. Okay, guys, so that's the end of the show. So this was a brand new show that we're trying here. So if you guys liked it, then please let us know in the comments. If you didn't like it, please let us know again. Maybe offer some suggestions or any other videos or topics we can look at or anything at all.
Yeah, so as always, in the comment section, leave anything you like. It could be the sentence of the day. It could be what you think about rejection. It could be your own experience of rejection. And it could also be a song or you playing guitar. I mean, we're welcomed to hear everything, anything from you guys.
Anything at all, yes. We're very open here to any suggestions or anything.
Yeah, all right. So I think that's it for today.
And I will see you guys again.
And I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.